welcome to God and Country Radio, a program that discusses current social, economic, political, and prophetic events in the light of Scripture. I'm your Bible teacher, Pastor Brad Winship, pastor of Harbor Bible Church in Central New Jersey. This week's program is part three in a series called The Transgender Worldview, or rather, the broader LGBTQ worldview. And the question is this: who are these people? What are their beliefs, their motivations, their goals? What are their arguments? We all know quite a bit about this, but there's always more to consider. One thing's for sure, in these last days, in this prophesied great outbreak of evil before the coming of Christ, God is exposing the depraved, sinful nature of humanity. As Jesus said, out of the heart of man comes evil thoughts and murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, slanders. So God is parading this evil before us for everyone to see. And literally parading the evil before us. This last Sunday, there was the 2023 Pride March in New York City. It was a massive wall of people from 25th Street to 5th Street, with 75,000 marchers in the parade and at least 1 million spectators and supporters along the path. I believe it's just as large, if not larger, than the Christmas parade and the Thanksgiving parade. It's a massive display of human depravity. And this is visible on the internet for the whole world to see. This is all being recorded with modern media. Isaiah chapter 30. Now go, write it on a tablet before them, and inscribe it on a scroll, that it may serve in the times to come as a witness forever. For this is a rebellious people, false sons, sons who refuse to listen to the instruction of the Lord. I believe that in these last days, God is establishing the testimony of what the rule of Satan looks like. And God wants even his people to look at the face of evil and learn. It's really no coincidence that in our modern times, we have access to all of this information. And there are all of these media outlets reporting on the culture. Now, at the Pride event this year, the chant that kept coming up was, "We're here, we're queer, and we're coming for your children." And that was reported or broadcast across the entire world. Why do they want to come for our children? Because they're pedophiles? Well, that's true. But it's also a belief that children need to be raised, not on Christian morals, but raised embracing LGBTQ sexuality in order to create a brave new world where man is liberated from God, from the God of the Bible. It's a belief that people should be free to be what they are in their natural, sinful self, without any moral constraints coming from the state, the schools, the businesses, the churches, the parents, or the overall culture. It's a slogan we're hearing, "You be you." And also notice that the theme of this year's Pride Parade in New York City is, quote, "Not your effing body, not your effing business." And furthermore, understand about this movement, these people don't want there to be any remnant of moral opposition where they might feel shame or condemnation. And also, these people believe that they're morally superior, that they're fighting for human rights, personal freedom, self-determination, and that those who hold to God's moral standards are actually the evil ones. That the Christians are the fascists who want to control. And along with this, they justify their position with the argument that traditional morals are fictitious social constructs made up by the powerful to oppress the weak, to oppress the nonconformists like gays and lesbians. And they believe this as their religion. They believe that Christians have misinterpreted God and Jesus Christ, that the true God they worship accepts everyone as they are. he gets them. And as I've mentioned often, this ideology is nothing new. This is a revival in our last days of the original satanic lie in the garden that God is the oppressor, that he's oppressing mankind with rules, that he's keeping Adam and Eve down because God wants to keep humanity from becoming like God with full personal autonomy and authority. And therefore, Satan is the liberator in the story. He is considered the true God. As I talked about in my program last week about ancient Gnosticism being revived, where the creator God is considered the evil demiurge, and Satan is considered the good eon emanating from the pure God. But back to this question of who are these people? Psalm chapter 73, verse 12, behold, these are the wicked. Jude 4, these are the ungodly persons who have crept in, turning the grace of God into a license to sin. Jude 8, these are men who defile the flesh and reject authority. Jude 10, these are men that revile things which they do not understand. They're like unreasoning animals. Verse 11, they are those who have gone the way of Cain, and they hold to the ideology of the false prophet Balaam. Verse 12, they don't have any fear. Verse 16, these are grumblers, fault finders, following after their own lusts. They speak arrogantly. And back in verse 14, Jude says that these are the people Enoch in the pre-flood world was preaching against. Those who do ungodly deeds and ungodly ways and speak harsh things against God. And notice that the entire book of Jude is written to identify and describe these people. So apparently, we need to know this. We need to answer the question, who are these people? The topic for this program is not without biblical precedent. And we need to know these things not only to keep ourselves from being infected with the satanic ideology, but we need to know these things in our witness to the world. We have to explain to the unsaved the nature of the confession of Satan versus the confession of Christ. People must be told what they need to repent of. The false beliefs of human autonomy from God and the lawlessness of the Antichrist spirit. So what I'd like to do in the remainder of this program and in my extended YouTube version of this program is cover some news stories and let the stories speak for themselves. They explain very well the transgender worldview, this rebellion against gender conformity and sexual morals. I've been compiling news stories for months. I must have at least 200 that I could share. And as I said earlier, this is of God, that there is an army of reporters chronicling the moral collapse of our nation. Now, the motive of these reporters, whether that be Fox News or Epoch Times, may be to report salacious stories to get people worked up so that people click on the story, which helps their advertising dollars. But nevertheless, God is using that to expose the wickedness of this age so that mankind is left without an excuse when judgment falls and everyone knows. So here's the first story. There's no particular order in this, and I'll cover what I can in the next 20 minutes. Keith Ellison, the former chair of the Democrat National Committee, and now the Attorney General for the state of Minnesota, wrote an open letter from his office to the executives at Target, explaining that they need to continue to advertise and sell LGBTQ products. While morally concerned people in our country were offended at Target's products, Keith Ellison took the time and effort to support and celebrate Target because Ellison truly believes in the transgender ideology, that people should be free from God's moral law, that fairness and equity is immoral license. And this open letter was also signed by the state attorneys from New Jersey, California, Massachusetts, Arizona, Delaware, Connecticut, District of Columbia, Illinois, Maine, Nevada, New York, Vermont, and Rhode Island. And the open letter states, as attorney generals with a strong commitment to protecting the civil rights of LGBTQIA+ individuals, we write to express our resolute and unequivocal support for the LGBTQIA+ community, as well as our concerns regarding recent events in Target stores involving intimidation and destruction of certain Pride-related merchandise, and Target's resulting decision to remove some Pride merchandise from its stores. And this letter goes on to explain that these attorneys are opposed to states that have passed laws prohibiting the teaching of LGBTQ in public schools, laws that ban youth from surgically altering their gender. These attorney generals are against laws prohibiting men from competing in women's sports. They're against laws that prohibit men from using girls' restrooms and locker rooms. And these chief legal heads of state are even opposed to any law prohibiting drag queen performances in public schools and libraries. So these attorney generals are not just open to transgender ideology. They're religious zealots for that ideology. And the letter goes on to state that Target needs to keep selling LGBTQ products to help normalize LGBTQ in society. Quote, Pride merchandise, like Target's, helps LGBTQI people see that they enjoy considerable support and that loud and intimidating fringe voices and bullies do not represent the views of the society at large. And quote, we urge Target to double down on inclusivity. And then the letter even goes on to state that even though states cannot force Target to sell LGBTQ products, Target has to treat their customers equally. And there are laws against discrimination that these attorney generals can use against Target if they don't sell LGBTQ products. So this letter from these 15 state attorney generals is a frightening sign of the time. This is a letter that clearly delineates a Luciferian ideology for the state, where rather than, as we have in Romans chapter 13, the state being God's avenger against those who do evil, the state is now acting as Satan's avenger against those who do good. And the end of all things is near. Luke chapter 17, as it was in the days of Lot, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. And Christians need to wake up and realize that this lawless immorality in our day is not a fringe movement. This is the majority of Americans. Here's another article commenting on a recent poll. 60% of the American public believes a person's sex is assigned at birth. An Erasmussen poll asked this question, do you agree or disagree with this statement? There are two genders, male and female. Well, 71% agreed with the statement, including 57% who strongly agreed. Now, someone might look at that statistic and say, hey, this is great. Those who believe in natural gender are in the majority. But no, this is a horrible result. 4 out of every 10 Americans now believe that gender can be a choice, that God's natural law concerning gender should be overthrown. And this 40% mostly represents our civic and educational leaders. It's a dominant 40%. This is coming from those steering our country and our culture. And among the so-called 60% who don't buy into transgenderism, the majority in that group is fine with homosexual marriage and the secular state model for government. The true Christians with a biblical worldview are a very small percentage, maybe 5% to 10%. Matthew chapter 7, the way is narrow that leads to life, and there are few who find it, and the gate is broad that leads to destruction, and many are those who enter through it. So the lesson, Revelation chapter 13, and the whole world worshiped the beast. The whole world, saying, who is like the beast and who is able to wage war with him? And he opened his mouth with blasphemies against God. Now, I don't want to discourage the saints here. As I've said often, I believe what will happen is that God will allow the wicked to take over the institutions of government so that the nations would be judged. But in the grassroots, the church will still have real power. We'll be winning a great harvest of souls for the kingdom of Christ. And we don't need the state, the power of government. The governments of men, which will go over to the side of the prince of darkness, is merely for the purpose of exposing sin and then judging sin. Remember the prophecy in Daniel chapter 2. God will set up a kingdom, and that kingdom will crush and put an end to all of these earthly kingdoms. Well, back to news stories. Even though this is Pride Month, thank God conservatives in the Senate are holding hearings about the problem of transgenders in women's sports. Notice no one is complaining about transgenders in men's sports, because the reality is there is a biological difference between men and women, and that's a difference that's being denied by the LGBTQ movement for ideological reasons. And the ideology is this, that in order for people to truly be free from God's establishment of gender, and to truly be able to choose their own gender, transgenders have to be able to compete in women's sports. And as LGBTQ activists are saying, whatever disparities created by transgenders in women's sports, it's worth the harm, because it alleviates the greater harm of people having to be confined to their God-given biological gender. At least people actually believe this. And they're teaching this new hierarchy of values. Well, anyway, Riley Gaines testified to the Senate about the abuse women are facing from transgenders, men claiming to be women, in women's sports. Riley Gaines is that national women's swimming champion who was beat by the transgender Leah Thomas. I heard Riley speak last month at the pastor's Turning Point USA Summit in Nashville, and what she shared about the abuse of women on the swimming team was unbelievable. The LGBTQ ideologues in sports management and in the universities believe that Riley Gaines and these other women athletes who have objections need psychological deprogramming. Well, in this hearing, Senator John Kennedy, the Republican senator from Louisiana, asked Keeley Robinson, who is the head of the LGBTQ activist group called the Human Rights Campaign. Robinson is a lesbian married to Becky George. The senator asked Robinson, so you don't think that a biological male has a physical advantage in sports over a biological female? And she said, no. Not as a definitive statement. And then Kennedy said, well, how many female members of the NBA do you see? And Robinson said, well, I can say that, you know, there has been this news article about men that think they could have beat Serena Williams in a tennis match, right? That they think they could have actually scored a point against her. And it's just not the case. She is stronger. Well, then Kennedy quickly brought the question over to Riley Gaines, who immediately destroyed Robinson's argument with the truth. Riley stated both Serena and Venus Williams lost to a 203rd ranked male tennis player. Then she said, my experience, my husband, he swam at the University of Kentucky. In terms of accolades and in terms of national ranking, I was a much better swimmer than him. But he could kick my butt any day of the week without even trying. So, what we're learning from such stories, such encounters, is that the unsaved, in their rebellion to God, have to deny the realities of this world. the realities of nature. Because these realities are in accord with the laws of nature's God. There's written revelation, the Bible, and there's what's called natural revelation. What lessons and laws we learn from nature. Psalm 19, the heavens are declaring the glory of God. Romans chapter 1, there's a natural function of the man and woman that homosexuals replace with unnatural behavior. Romans 1:26, for this reason, God gave them over to degrading passions, for their women exchanged the natural function for that which is unnatural. Literally in the Greek, paraphusis, contrary to nature. So there is a natural law written into the creation concerning the difference and the roles of men and women. But since these people hate God's law and constraints, they also despise and reject God's natural law. Psalm 2, the kings of the earth, they set themselves against the Lord and against his Messiah, saying, let us tear God's fetters apart, cast away his cords from us. And this includes not only the written moral law of God, but also the constraints within God's natural law. And by rejecting natural law, they also have to reject what is called common sense and reason, because that too is a gift from God given to discern right and wrong. In their moral objections to God, they must deny and suppress their reasoning. So we have Romans 1:21. Even though they knew God, they didn't honor him as God or give thanks, but they became futile in their speculations, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools. Hence, there's no difference between men and women in athletics. Their humanist belief system must trump reality. So they get to justify their sin by denying natural revelation, but they become fools in the process. Now, as far as a verse in Scripture stating the denial of natural law, where the unsaved eventually hate the law of the natural world. Well, there are quite a few texts, but just consider one text that's often overlooked, Jude verse 10. Again, the New Testament book that addresses the LGBTQ heresy. Jude 10, these men revile the things which they do not understand, and the things which they know by instinct, like unreasonable animals, by these things they're destroyed. The word for instinct here is the Greek word phusis, which is the Greek word for nature or natural. So the text is saying that these men revile that which is natural. And this natural revelation has been made known to mankind, so the text says they know what is by nature, but they revile the natural. And so they lose their reasoning and become like unreasonable animals. And the verse goes on to say that in the denial of this reality, by this they'll be destroyed. The unsaved will destroy themselves if they try to fight against God's natural order. In closing, where do you stand? What is your confession? Is it for God or is it for Satan? The line is being drawn in the sand. Sides are being chosen. Multitudes are in the valley of decision. You've been listening to God and Country Radio. The extended video version of this program is at my YouTube and Rumble channel, God and Country Biblical Exposition. The website for all of the links is godandcountryradio.org. Thanks for listening. Thanks for your support. Let's close in prayer. Father in heaven, thank you that you have turned us from darkness to light and from the dominion of Satan to God. And we have received forgiveness. Forgiveness of sins through our Lord Jesus Christ. In whose name we pray. Amen.